Blog Talk Radio.
33309. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. 33309. 11 a.m.
Hey, there's nothing too hard for God. He can turn your situation around. This Sunday, get ready. Be there.
Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson in a powerful service that promises to change your life. Bring a friend. Share a miracle. Be there.
All right, y'all, God bless you. This is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. I am so grateful and honored to be able to come into your homes, your cars, your place of employment, wherever you are, to let you know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is moving by His Spirit, and He's doing great things in the lives of so many people. And the special thing is you can be a part of what God is doing. Listen, we're broadcasting live from the studios of WEXY 1520 here in the great city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And also, we're broadcasting live on Periscope. You can join us on Periscope and see us live in color and invite some of your friends, both viewers and listeners, invite some of your friends to join us in this broadcast on the day, because I know and believe that this teaching on praise is going to inspire, is going to bless, is going to cause you to go into a different direction. I mean, we thank God for all of you that are joining us by way of radio and by way of social media. And so, again, we want to let you know that God is up to something great. Now, before I go into the broadcast, listen, I want you to make plans of joining me in the Monday night special that will take place on the night at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And the service starts at 8 p.m. I know without a shadow of a doubt that God has given me a word just for you. I explained that on the radio yesterday. God has given me a special word for you and your faith. Now, it has to deal with your faith. But there's a word that's going to come forth tonight that's going to enhance and increase your faith. So join me tonight at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Service times at 8 p.m. Remember, the zip code is 33309. So we start at 8 p.m. Prayer will start at 7:30. But whatever you do, don't let nothing stop you from being there, because I know and believe that God has something, amen, special, amen, that He's placed in my spirit just for you. So get ready for a miracle on the night. I don't use the word loosely. Miracle is going to take place on the night in that service called the Monday Night Special. So I am excited. Our viewers are excited. Amen. The radio listeners are excited. I want those of you that are listening to me for the first time to be excited. Well, I've been talking about praise, y'all, and the more I talk about praise, the more needful it is. You know, the more I talk about and discover, amen, the aspects of praise and the personalities of praise and related to it, the more needful it is for us to praise God. But then the Lord told me to go into a different direction that many people are not going. We know how to praise God, but we are not protecting our praise. Last week I talked about protected praise. In other words, praise protecting you in the situation. In other words, every situation that you get in, learn how to praise. I mean, just don't let nothing stop your praise. Don't let nothing stop your praise. I mean, exemplify praise. I want to talk a little bit more about protected praise, because you have an obligation to protect what is valuable in your life. I mean, you just can't go on, you know, go on and not maintenance yourself. Right now, I'm doing maintenance on my body. I'm doing maintenance with my spirit. Right now, as we speak, I'm doing maintenance. It doesn't matter how the devil fight me. It doesn't matter about that. See, your maintenance has nothing to do with your fight. Your maintenance is that you can withstand the fight that the enemy will place on you, you know. And so, therefore, those of you out there that in radio land, I want to talk to you about unprotected praise. What did I say? Unprotected praise. Praise that has not been protected properly. will be lost. If you don't protect your praise, in other words, the utterance of your mouth, if you don't protect what you're supposed to do, and that is praise God at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. But if you don't protect that same, if you don't gear in your mind to say, you know what, now I know how to praise, and now I'm learning when to praise. When should I praise? At all times. I mean, every moment of my life, every situation, that I must learn how to praise. Well, you must now protect that praise, because if not, you're going to be operating in unprotected praise. And so I want to talk to you today about unprotected praise. And the person that comes to mind is the man by the name of Job. Now I want you to go with me, and I'm just going to be talking off the top of my head, but go with me as we talk about this man by the name of Job. And if our Periscope is going a little behind time, then just bear with us, amen, as we allow Periscope to just catch up. All right? Job was what the Bible said was a perfect man. And I talked about this about 2 weeks ago. The Bible said in the book of Job, the first chapter, there was a man that lived in the land of Uz whose name was Job, a perfect an upright man. Now, it is evidence that Job lived during the time, possibly before Moses, or during the time when Moses was just coming on the scene. Okay, we got bad connection. All right? He was living during the time that we had with Moses. And then he lived during the time when Moses came on the scene. All right? So here it is. The Bible said he was a perfect man. Periscope, I'm going to sign off and then sign back on, so y'all bear with us. He was a perfect man, one that loved God and eschewed evil. And the Bible said that he was a very rich man, a very rich man. Job was a very rich man. I mean, more richer than anyone that was in the East. Job was a very rich man. Yes. So this is what the Bible said. It named out his riches. And then it says that he was one that loved God and eschewed evil. He loved God and eschewed evil. In other words, he shunned the very appearance of evil. He shunned the very appearance of evil. That's what Job did. So anytime evil came in his presence, he would back away from it, or he would shun the very appearance of evil. And that's what he did. So the Bible goes on to say that when the sons of God came to visit, well, let me stop to the first, second verse. Let's talk about this. All right, he was one that lived in the land of Oz, and his name was Job. He was a perfect and upright man. Let me ask you all this right here, because, see, all of the holiness that we got, all of the spirituality that we got, we have to understand it's not outward. It must come from the inside, all right? It must come from the inside. Everything that we got that's related to God, you know, serving God and walking after God and you know, patterning ourselves after the commandments of God must come from the inside. What do you mean about that? Here's a man that lived during the time when there was no commandment. There was no thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not bear false witness. This Job is a man that lived when there was no commandment. So how are you going to be perfect if there's nothing as a standard to be perfect concerning? In other words, if there's no sin, you know, because the Bible said where the law was not imputed, where there was no law, sin was not imputed. In other words, you were not held guilty to where there was no law. So if there was no thou shalt not steal, you know, Moses told the people at first, you know, an eye for an eye, and you know, if somebody take yours, you take theirs, you know. So where there's no law, sin wasn't imputed. So how could Job be perfect if there was no law? How could he be perfect? There was no law to keep. So what was he perfect in? See, he had to be perfect in the righteousness of his heart, the deed of his praise. He had to be perfect in the fact that he had to protect what he knew was the valuable part of his life living. He had to protect that. You know, he couldn't just go on and say, well, there's no law to stop me from doing this, or there's no law to forbid me for doing that, so I just do what I want, like some people say. You know, some people think because we are Christians that we can just do anything we want, but that's not the case. You must have the law of God on the inside where you protect the deeds on the outside. You must have the law of God on the inside. Well, if you say that I'm going to bless the name of the Lord, this must be a law that is established in your heart. because the stuff that's on the outside is going to come against that. So here's a man, I just want you to understand, here's a man that he's not looking at the Ten Commandments, he's not looking at Thompson Chain Bible and you know, Matthew Henry commentation and all of that. You know, here's a man that has to solely go on what has been developed in his walk with God, and, you know, solely go on the faith that he has. He don't even know about the word faith, but he has to go on these things. I mean, there's no tablets to look at, you know, he has to go solely on, you know, the testimonies of the forefathers like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and now he has to establish a relationship with God, you know, and then the boundaries of the relationship must be within what he knows. You know, already know. I mean, there's no doctrine I steer, but something in his heart tells him that I can't steer from nobody. Something in his heart, the Bible said that he loved God and eschewed evil. So if someone, you know, gave him two sheep, you know, he paid them fairly. He didn't try to get over on them. You understand? So he was perfect in that way. He wasn't perfect in keeping no law. He was perfect in, you know, the righteousness between him and men and then him and God, because the Bible said that he made burnt offerings for him and his children. So it wasn't no laws to keep, but he dealt with everybody righteously. And you're going to see that in the story. He dealt with everybody righteously. And then he made burnt offerings for his children and saying, Lord, in case they sin, here's something as a repentance for them on their behalf. So that shows you a little bit about the heart of Job. I mean, there's no law for him to keep, but he's yet keeping a inner sacred law. Bible said when the sons of God came to present themselves before God, that Satan came also with them. Now, Satan wasn't around the actual throne of God, but he was in the vicinity. You know how you can have a meeting in the room and someone stands at the door. You say, yes, can I help you? You're going to automatically address that person. So now the Lord says, Satan, which cometh down? And he said, from to and forth the earth. He didn't tell, you know, in the story here in Job where he was doing, but Peter said, be sober, be vigilant, for your devil, as a roaring lion, is roaming to and forth the earth, seeking whom he may devour. And that's why when Satan said to and forth the earth, he didn't reveal to the angels what he was doing, but God knew what he's doing. That's why the next statement from God was, have thou considered my servant Job? God exposed it. You know, later on, he's exposed by Peter, but at that moment, God exposed him. And now the conversation begins with Satan saying, yeah, you know, I considered him, but you got a hedge about him. That, you know, I can't get to him. God, what hedge? No. You want to make it like a hedge. You want to make it like the only reason why he's protected is because I done put this invisible shield where you know, we can't really tell what's in his heart. You can tell what is in his heart, you know, by the services that he rendered. But if you want to put it on that, I tell you what, and then say you're blessed him so much that, you know, who wouldn't serve you? I mean, he's the richest man, you know, but if you curse everything he got, he'll curse you to your face. If you take it, allow me to take it, he'll curse you to your face. And God say, all that he has is in thy hand. Now, if Job was praising God because of the blessing, if he was praising God because of the car, just paraphrasing, or because of the house, or because of the promotion on the job, then I tell you right now, if it's solely because of how God has blessed him, then I will call you on the fact that he was performing an unprotected praise. Because the minute it was taken, you would discover that he didn't praise God for the right reason. I mean, to praise God because you got a car or a house is good, but you must now protect that. You must have a protection around that. What is the protection? Bible said that Satan came, he didn't waste no time, man. He didn't waste no time. He took Job cattle, he killed the cattle, he took his money, everything that Job possessed, the devil came and took it, even the celebration of his sons and daughters. He killed them. The Bible says one servant spoke, another one came in. Now that was spoke, another one came in. Now that was spoke, another one came in. And, you know, Job jumped up and he started, you know, ripping his clothes off. The devil said, yeah, I got him. I told you he'd do it, because he wasn't saying nothing, right? And so now what's on the inside for to come out? You know, all that about thank you, God, for another day, and thank you for another day's journey, and thank you for my house, and thank you for my car. Yeah, that's good, but let's see how protected that praise is. And when the devil saw Job, you know, trying to rip his clothes off, and it looked like he was ripping his clothes off. The devil said, I told you. I knew he was going to curse you. And God had to take that microphone from heaven and put it to Job's mouth. And Job was saying something like, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord has given, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No, my praise on the outside is protected by my love on the inside. My praise on the outside is protected by my love for God on the inside. Can I tell somebody else that? My praise on the outside, what you see me doing, don't get it twisted. What you see me doing, that shouting that you see, oh, it's not unprotected. When I throw my hands up and say hallelujah, no, that's not unprotected. My praise that you see on the outside is protected by my love for God on the inside. See, because I'm not going to leave what I declare on the outside unprotected. I'm going to back it up. It's got to be backed up with something. I'm not going to leave it undone. It has to be backed up with something. And the thing that backs up my praise is my love. I love the Lord, and there's nothing that's going to stop that. I love the Lord, and there's nothing that's going to stop that. Devil say, wow, he got more than what I thought he got. But I tell you what, God, if skin for skin, if you let me touch his body, if you let me touch his body, see, a man will do anything to save his own life. You let me touch his body, and he'll curse it to your face. God said, touch his body, but his soul belongs to me. You cannot kill him, but whatever you want to do. And Job was sitting there, and all of a sudden he got sick, and he got worse and worse and worse. Then all of a sudden, you know, sores started breaking out on his body, and then worms started coming out the sores, and he lost weight, and I mean, he just looked a hot mess, and his wife just saw him trying to pray and say, you know, you still pray? Why don't you curse God and die? I don't know what her reason was. I don't know if she was trying to be a mean woman or she just couldn't stand to see her husband suffer like that. You know, so she said, why don't you just curse him so he can let you die? And Job jumped up and said, woman, you sound like a foolish woman. You, listen, my Redeemer liveth, and in the latter day he shall stand. He looked up there and saw a tree that was cut down but begin to grow again. He said, there's hope for a tree. Surely there's hope for me. See, what you see on the outside, it's protected on the inside by my love for God. You can have an unprotected praise by not understanding how to love God properly. You can have an unprotected praise by just going out there and say, Lord, I thank you for the house, and then the minute something happened with the house, then you lose your praise. That's unprotected. Lord, I thank you for the new car. Then the minute something happened to the car, this ain't nothing but the devil. You know, I thought you testified and said that was God. See, you got to protect your praise with love. You got to know that if God give you something, it's yours. Y'all ain't saying it to me. But if God allow you, amen, to lose something, that means he got something better for you. So you got to love God at all times. Thou shalt love the Lord with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. You got to protect what you say on the outside. Got to protect. You just can't say, Lord, I love you on the outside and don't love him on the inside. You just can't say, Lord, I bless your name on the outside and don't love him from the inside. It's got to be propelled than more than just excitement. You have to protect it by love. That's the only thing that can protect your praise, because trials and tribulation can make you try to change your mind. It's easy. The devil has been watching you from the day you were born. He's been studying you from the day. He know what color you like. He know what favorite ice cream you like. He know what kind of car you like. He know what kind of man you like, what kind of woman you like. He know what you like. He's studying you. He's studying your mood swing. And he figured, if I can take that right there, I can get on the inside to manipulate what you think is love for God. And before you know it, you'll be mad at God. Lord, why did you let me lose that right there? And you'll be upset with the church and upset with the pastor and upset with everybody, and you don't want to talk. You need to protect your praise. Establish this love with God. Establish the fact that you love God no matter what. Establish that I love God no matter what. No laws. And you know, isn't it wonderful that there was no laws? You know, there's no laws that made Job love God. He loved him from the inside. Don't let the Ten Commandments, amen, cause you to love God, because they don't teach you how to love God. They teach you how to not steal. They teach you how to not kill folks. They teach you how to keep your hands off of folks' property. They don't teach you how to love God. You know what teaches you how to love God? When you hear the word of God and it penetrates your heart and move that heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh, and then you start seeking the face of God and telling him, Lord, teach me how to love you. I want to say something, but I know I throw some people off. I know I make them. I want to say something, but I know I'm going to throw some people off. I know it. Because I preached it in my younger years. You know, we say that there are many forms of love. You know, you got the erotic love, and you got this kind of love, and you got the love of humanity, and you got the love for a family member, you got the love for parents, and you got the love where a parent loves their children, you got the love with between a man and a woman and all that. You know, what people don't realize is that these were Greek words. These were Greek words that gave description for love. These were Greek words that gave description for love. But there's only one love, and that is the agape love. There's only one love. Sure, you can love things. Sure, you can love another person. But there's only one ultimate love. There's only one love. And what the devil is trying to do is get to that one love. He wants to manipulate that love. He don't want you to love the Lord. And so he wants you to cast your eyes. I said I was going to say something, but I know I make some people mad. You know, it's only one love. It's only one love. You know, the different areas of description, I'll go with that. I'm fine. But it's only one love, and that's what the devil is trying to manipulate. He's trying to manipulate, amen, you obtaining that agape love. He's trying to manipulate the fact that if you ever become conscientious of an agape love, man, people can do you wrong, and you'll still praise God and still do them right. And you won't be saying little sad stuff like, you know, I love them, praise the Lord. I love them with the love of Christ. You know, no. You will have that agape love in them where you will love them like you love yourself. You know, I'm suspicious of I love you with the love of Christ stuff. You know, I love you like I love myself. You got to do that with everybody. And see, that's what the devil want to do. He wants to manipulate that. He don't want us to do that. He don't want us to do it. He don't want us to love the way God loves us. Jesus said, love each other. Love each other as I have loved you. Not love each other, you know, because you see me love you. No, as I have loved you. The same way I love you. The same way I put up with you all. The same way I dealt with you all. You love one another. So in other words, don't just say love on the outside. Protect me from the inside by loving one another. You'll know how saved you are when you get in trouble. You know just how saved you are. I promise you. I don't feel saved. You know how saved you are. You're in the right trouble or not. You know how saved you are. You'll know how much you've been delivered, not because you stopped smoking. I tell you what, you probably wasn't a real smoker. You would know just how saved you are by the right trial and the right tribulation. And when the devil came against Job, he came against Job with his body. He came against Job with his substance, y'all. Then he came against Job with his friends. They sat there for 7 days, not saying nothing. And then all of a sudden, somebody said, "You know, something wrong. You know, you must have did something, pray the Lord." You know, people know how to prophesy when they think you're going through. They know how to prophesy your doom. Then you need to repent, and that's why Job had to defend himself by saying, "My witness is in heaven. My record is on high. God knows what I did. I'm not going to get mad at you all. I'm not going to get mad at this one. I'm not going to change my praise. My praise is protected by my love for God." And the Bible said in all this, Job did not sin nor charge God foolishly. He knew what to do. And he was a very smart man in my closing, because the Bible said that he cursed the day that he was born. He cursed the day that a doctor told his mother, "You got a male child," but he never cursed God. He said, "Listen, I talk around that, but I never fix my mouth to curse the name of the Lord. I would never do it." That tells me that he protected his praise. He protected what he stood for. And this is the time that you must protect your praise. Listen to me very carefully. The enemy, 4 minutes, the enemy is after you. He's after you. There are some of you that are in the Fort Lauderdale area, the Miami, Florida area, the Hollywood area, Coral Springs and Coconut Creek and Deerfield and Delray area. There are many of you that are in these areas that need to meet me tonight. You need to meet me tonight without a shadow of a doubt. You need to get to my service on the night. You need to get there without a shadow of a doubt. You need to get there, because I know and believe that what I have on faith is directly for you. What I have on faith, the message that God has given me on faith is directly, amen, tailored for you. And you must get there without fail. So I want you to come to 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in the great city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, tonight in the service called the Monday Night Special. I will be there. Then I got to tell you all about Wednesday on tomorrow. Amen, Wednesday night. You must meet me Wednesday night because there's a special word that I have for you on Wednesday night. I tell you about that all day tomorrow. Listen, my name is Hurricane Johnson. It's been a pleasure talking with you. I got to get out of here, but I leave you with these words. Hope need not die because help is on the way.